Hey Barry, is something new? What's new,
No,
Barry?
today's a very slow day, but I mean, things are not new, but we can get into it.
You mean it wasn't slow and you carried? There's a new line on the SERP.
I know. Even Gary from Google's like, is that really new? Why are you grinding about that? Morty, what are you talking about today?
I'm talking about quality results on .gov sites from Danny Sullivan.
Nice. Great. How about you, Crystal?
I'm going to talk about this great report from Systrix on the Index Watch visibility winners in 2024, or Q1 2024.
How about you, Greg?
Google gives you yet one more reason not to use expanded text ads in 2024.
I like that you speak in headlines, Greg.
That's all I do. That's all I know.
The whole marketing old clock theme, it goes well. And then, of course, I'll be talking about search notes. Will it go away or will it not?
On Twitter, formerly known as X, or X, formerly known as Twitter, I'm still confused. Someone reached out to Danny Sullivan. They were saying, "Hey, I searched for, am I eligible for food stamps? I got a .gov site." And they're like, "Hey, I don't think this is actually accurate, yada, yada, yada." So Danny wrote back, "Well, for that query about eligibility in California, the information is accurate, isn't it? It doesn't sound like you're suggesting the eligibility info is inaccurate, but rather there are other pages in the federal site that might be outdated." And he continues to go on. But basically, that page that Google showed for that particular query was accurate. It's possible that some of the other pages on the website are a little bit inaccurate. And I think it's interesting because it kind of brings up the conundrum that Google's in. When they had the helpful content update, they were focused on helpfulness and quality on the domain level. And now they're talking more about looking at helpfulness on the page level. And I think it's a little bit of an interesting, like, rock in a hard place, because if this page, which I look at the page, seems to be incredibly accurate, then great. But from a user experience point of view, if you're now going to other pages and you're now, "Well, Google gave me this website, it looks like it's great and it's trustworthy," and you go to other pages and they're not as trustworthy, how does Google balance out the quality and the trustfulness and the helpfulness when it's one page which is really good, but then there are other pages that are maybe not as great? And I think Google's having a hard time just from the way they're announcing different kind of algorithm updates, from getting rid of the helpful content update to now looking at page quality or helpfulness at the more of a page level. I don't know how you balance that. I think it's a big problem.
You just don't. You don't deal with it.
Well, it's also because you have to balance out, like, the importance of the pages. Like, let's say, for example, on this .gov website, whatever it is, like, the contact page is inaccurate and not helpful. That's not clearly as important as the main content pages being inaccurate and not helpful. So if those pages are great and the contact page is a little bit inaccurate, like, that's totally, I think it's very different from, like, the main content being inaccurate. And how do you balance that out? Because you have to start weighing different page types differently.
For sure, it's a big problem. It's something that Google has to tweak here and there, like page level versus site level versus whatever, and like keep tweaking it. But at least it gives us an opportunity to complain about it on X. So.
I think it's also a really good reminder of people to trim the fat. There's a lot of websites that have a lot of junk on them, and if you've got junk and it's inaccurate, just cut it. Like
Got a
you
lot
don't
of
need
I got a lot of junk on my website, a lot of junk, and I keep
it.
producing more of it every day. On that note, Crystal, what are you seeing in about with this index watch? Any junk out there?
Yeah, so Systrix has this great report on their Q1 2024 winners and losers. They have a few highlights. They highlight made.com. They highlight a website called YouGarden, and of course, Reddit. We've seen Reddit on the SERP. If you feel like it's had an increase in visibility, it is true. You are not seeing things, or you are seeing things that a lot of them are Reddit. They've showed that in terms of visibility points, they've increased. Reddit was the third biggest increase with 143 up, which wasn't as high as Amazon, which is up 400 points, and YouTube was up 360 points. So that's interesting. And they also talked about made.com and how they managed their migration. Because they got acquired, and they've got some really, really good case studies that they get into in this. And I think that it's a really good example of, how you can see SEO at scale, and how the algorithm responds to large scale improvements across the website. So I love these reports from Systrix. Lily Rave normally gets involved with them. She wasn't on this one, but they're really, really useful and really, really interesting for identifying trends across the web.
Yeah, I mean, Morty, you're into these reports. You do a lot of them as well, the visibility versus whatever. And it's interesting because isolating specific sites sometimes might be useful and sometimes might just send you off in the wrong place.
So I'll tell you, like, I'm not saying about this, the index watch is a little bit different than like your traditional winners and losers list. But like, I've had many conversations with Dr. Peter, like not doing them. I did one at Rank Ranger one time. I'm like, never again, because the tools automatically don't pick out like reversals. So it could be like, yeah, they're back up, but it's really just a return to normal from like 3 months ago or 2 months ago or 2 weeks ago. But the index watch is a little bit different than that.
I think on this one they do document a few reversals and a few updates. I mean, they get into a lot of details with it. The MAID case study was interesting because MAID was sort of going okay, and then they got acquired, and you know, there was an acquisition from Next PLC, which is a UK like retailer. And you see the traffic bail, and then you start seeing it coming back up as the MAID team reorganized the URL structure and things like that. So it's interesting, and I think that I really like them, and I agree, take them with a pinch of salt.
You know? Well, as long as Reddit's winning, I think like we're all happy, and like we're good to go.
And if you're not happy, you can just add search notes right to the search results listings, and you can just like, I'm not happy with this, send it off. But by May, it might go away, but not really. I mean, there's these rumors. I got a report. I got a text post from Kushal, who basically said, oh, there's on the search notes and labs, it has an end date of May 2024.
And I'm like, oh, just like SGE was going live in December.
Exactly. Just like SGE was supposed to go live or go away in December 2023, and Google removed it. The thing with that is that that date was there on it when it launched. That the date search notes launched, that end date was there. So I'm like, no, it's that was there from day one. It doesn't mean it's going to necessarily go away. It's just an end date that Google may or may not go with.
I have many, many salty comments to make. For example, like maybe just get rid of like notes and replace them with like Reddit comments.
It's like that's crazy. I mean,
right? Also, who thought this was a good idea?
Somebody. They had this before. The notes thing. They had multiple types of notes in the past, like twice they did this in the history of like in the past, you know, 30 or 25 years or so. So they'll keep bringing it back.
I put $100 that this thing is dead in a year, but and we come back in a year from now, totally dead.
Yeah, yeah. But the question is when will it be May or not? And I just don't like
that. We should like, do a poll. Want to take a pool? Like, on is that legal? Can we do like betting on Twitter? Like,
depends on the state you're in, I think.
Elon doesn't care. He'll let you do whatever you want.
Just pay him $8.
I just think how like spastic notes has been wild. Like you can sometimes see notes, sometimes most of the times you can't. You can like if I search for like Rusty Brick, I can't leave a note on your site, but I can on your Facebook page. Like, and then how are you ever supposed to see this? How is anything ever supposed to be moderated? What is going on? Why would anybody keep this?
Whoa! Why do you need moderation? Have you never seen Reddit? And clearly, that's fine.
Well, I've seen Danny. Yeah, I've seen our SEO, and I've seen a lack of the search liaison.
That's true. There is mine. I take it back. You're totally right.
Yeah, it's interesting. There are some site commands you could do to track what people are saying about your websites in notes. But again, it'll probably go away. The question is when, and just you know, going by the end date. There, Google's proven time and time again, especially with SGE, that means absolutely nothing. Although it probably will go away, like all you think.
Well, they're pretty accurate about mobile first indexing, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Several years later, we're still not done, even today, but we're done. Mm-hmm. Talking about things going away, Greg, I heard you want to talk about a little thing going away.
Yeah, well, it was announced back in 2021 that expanded text ads were going away in 2022. Some people still might be using expanded text ads instead of RSAs or responsive search ads. If you are one of those people and you have ad customizers on, you need to turn those things off now because they will stop being supported here on May 31st in 2024. So an ad customizer will allow you to swap a date. You could change a dynamic keyword insertion, things like that. If you are still for some reason running an old ad, and I know that a lot of people tried to do that, it's all going to be broken. So I would just say, take 5 minutes and just make sure that you don't have any old ETAs on, because they will no longer be supported. And I think most people have already seen that the impressions from expanded text ads really dropped off and everybody's moved on from there. But if you're one of the poor souls that haven't, you need to go check those accounts out now.
I find it good that Google seemed to only have emailed people that have it still set up in their campaigns to possibly do that. Am I correct on that?
I cannot confirm that. We have a lot of old ones paused. So I got the email. It's one of those things, like, once you turn it off, you can never turn it back on. With an ETA, most people stop using them because you can't edit them anymore. They're just like this like rock that's in your account that just you can like try. So we have a bunch that are paused, but I'd assume that that's the case.
Yeah, so just check your email to make sure it's there. And if you're paranoid, go through every single ad campaign everywhere, anywhere at any time that you've done over the past 20 years and make sure it's not there.
You could just look at your ads and sort by ad type.
No, it's too easy. No. We got jobs to do, Greg, and we got to do it the right way. No shortcuts. On that note, thank you everybody for listening.
On that note, you could drop us a note in the comments if you like.
Or on Google search and notes on search.
Oh, right. And make sure to ring the bell and subscribe and all that other YouTube stuff.
Exactly. Anyway, thank you all. We're off tomorrow for Friday. We should be back on Monday. Then we're off again for Passover. Sorry for the religious stuff. And I'll see you guys next. Again, thank you, Crystal, Morty, and Greg. Bye-bye.